Foundations of Western Civilization, Lecture 12. The Christian Bible, the Gospels.
In our last lecture, we finished talking about Virgil. We talked a bit about Ovid and the contribution of the Romans to Western tradition, largely in the notion of order and in the notion of a virtue that is based on duty, on service to a communal ideal. We're now going to move on and consider the Christian Bible. And a question might arise, what does an explicitly and designedly and acutely religious text like the Christian Bible have to do with Western culture in all of its diversity? Religion is certainly a part of Western culture, but by no means the whole of it. What does Christianity, as an institution, as a set of beliefs, have to do with that? And in the first case, the answer is simple. By historical accident, or for whatever reason, the vehicle by which overwhelmingly everything that we've studied thus far was transmitted to the West, to our current culture, not in the immediately past centuries, but over the long haul, the vehicle by which the culture of the Greeks, the culture of the Romans, more than not, and surprisingly, and perhaps unjustly, even the culture of the Hebrews, the vehicle by which all of that was transmitted to us was Christian. On one level, simply for this reason, that what kept literacy alive in the West from about 600 to about the year 850 was Christian monasticism. The vast majority of texts which we have from antiquity, on which the study of all that we have been talking about is based, those manuscripts are monastic. Those manuscripts, indeed, are Christian, produced in monastic scriptoria. And even the texts of the Hebrew Bible, for the most part, not exclusively, but for the most part, reached the West as part of the Old Testament, part of the Christian Bible, in translated guise, ordinarily in the Latin of what was called the Vulgate. Indeed, the notion of Old Testament points to something interesting about Christian tradition and significant about Christian tradition, which is true from the very outset, in a way not entirely unlike the way in which the Aeneid is a conscious rethinking of Homer and Homeric values. The Christian texts are a rethinking of and reinterpretation, quite explicitly, of Hebrew texts in a new context. Hence, New Testament versus Old Testament, New Covenant versus Old Covenant. All of the ways in which Christians have, since the first 100 years of Christianity at least, and at least arguably from the time of Jesus himself, all the ways in which Christians have thought of their system of beliefs, their culture, as a perfection of, a fulfillment of, a continuation and improvement of an already existing and powerful tradition. By its very nature, then, Christianity comes to be as a vehicle for, in its own mind at least, refining, reformulating, and transmitting existing traditions. And that is what it did in a context which includes not only the Hebrew Bible, but ultimately, and to some extent by historical accident, the Greek texts and the Roman texts that we've been looking at as well.